feel like you're missing out. We're just going to pray two things. I want you to pray for yourself, and I'm going to get you to pray for the person next to you. Because we're going to pray that, we're going to do this next week, but just to let you know what we're going to do next week. The Bible talks about there's a kingdom of darkness, and then there's the kingdom of light. And I'll expand that next week, but this is in the essence. The kingdom of darkness is total ignorance. You become ignorant of the things of God. When you get spirit of the kingdom of heaven, which is light, you get the understanding and the revelation of God. So you are either living your life out of ignorance, or are you living it out of revelation? So the person next to you needs a revelation. Come on, you got to work with me here. You need a revelation. So what we're going to do right now, just lift up your hands. Father, right now, we just pray for ourselves that we need a spirit of revelation upon our lives. Father, we don't want to fall, just bounce around in the dark, trip over things in the dark. We want to be in the light. So, Father, we just pray for us that you would give me right now revelation. And, Father, right now, for the person on either side of me, I just pray for them that you would give them revelation. That you would open up to them all the things that you want to do in their lives and for them and for their family in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. You may be seated. I've got three or four messages burning inside of me. I was in the car with Jesse and we just started talking and all the stuff just sort of came in. So I'm going to give you a lot today, okay? And then we're going to spend the last 5 minutes of our church, you receiving the atmosphere of heaven. Atmosphere of heaven is here right now, but needs to be received. What we want to do, this is what we just, a little recap. The kingdom of God brings wholeness and healing to every area of life. Kingdom teaching is different from church teaching. Church teaching asks you this question: did we have a good service today? Hey, how was the preaching? Well, it's always good in this church. How was the worship? Yeah, man, that was good. Wow, yeah. Did you get a touch? Yeah, I got this great feeling in my spirit. Oh, there was this warm feeling. Oh, I got a real buzz. Great. Then you go back into your world. Kingdom teaching says this. Is heaven in your marriage? Is heaven in your finances? Is heaven in your health? Is heaven in your thinking? Are you bringing the kingdom of God? In other words, of this, kingdom teaches you this. Can I find heaven in your life? See, you can say we had a great meeting. The kingdom says I've got a great life. When God says this, So when God comes in, he says, when the kingdom comes, God broke through and people are rushing into the kingdom. So this is it. Kingdom will affect every part of your life. In other words, like this, if you cannot find your lifestyle in heaven, you're not living properly. So the kingdom of heaven comes into your workplace, into your family life. It works everywhere. So the kingdom of God brings wholeness and healing. Now, you need to have the two differences. You can be sick and then you get health, but you can still be emotionally scarred. You can be going to heaven and be broke. Right? You can be going, oh man, I'm living in a peaceful home, but I'm depressed. So when God talks about wholeness, he's talking about the whole. So I want to give you today all scriptures concerning that. Now watch this. And the kingdom of God is the power of God. For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. What does that mean? The kingdom of God will not educate you without bringing that education into reality. See, a lot of people know about finances that are broke. You know what's really interesting? There are people in our universities teaching on finances that are living from paycheck to paycheck. There are people educating us that are broke. There are people talking to you about vision but don't know what they're going to do tomorrow. So what it is they've learned some practice, and now they're teaching it. So the kingdom of God is totally different from that. Now, the kingdom of God, the earth is the Lord's and all of its fullness, and the world and those who dwell in it. I want you to get this now. When we start talking about the kingdom, I'll give you a quick download here, okay? Your father is the king. You never start with the king and work down to the father. Listen to me carefully. It works like this, right? I'm your senior pastor, just in case you haven't known. Now, Jesse is my son. So to him, my father is the senior pastor. So when we're at home, he calls me Papa. When he's in church, what does he call me? Pastor Ted. So when Jesus came, he didn't come to reveal, you've got to worship him as king. He says, I came to reveal the Father. See, when you understand fatherhood, you'll understand kingdomhood. The reason being is, let me just give you a quick download. When I had Christine, Jesse, and Stephanie, I became their main provider. I became the main protector. I became the main educator. I was responsible for their health, not them. So in the kingdom is fatherhood. So when I birthed the children, I committed my whole life, my finances, my energy into supplying their needs. See, if you don't understand fatherhood, you start supplying your own needs. You're good? Now, so we understand therein. So everything belongs to God. Now, I want you to, this is where it gets a little bit of fun. The Bible, Jesus is living his life, and he comes to his disciples and says, listen, I have to go, but I'm going to give you the ability to do what I do. Now, understand this. The kingdom principle is always this. When you understand what Jesus did, he says, go do you likewise, correct? So everything that Jesus produced while on earth was the kingdom of God advancing in the world. Church thinking, traditional church thinking, as we talked about last week, is that Jesus did come, but you can't do what he does. So what you have here, the kingdom of God comes in and he says, whatever Jesus was doing, whatever Jesus was teaching, go do you likewise. Listen to verse 14:26. It says this. But when the Father sends the Spirit of holiness, the one like me who sets you free, he will teach you all things in my name, and he will inspire you to remember every word that I told you. I want you to put this word in. Why would the Holy Spirit have to remind you? Your biggest enemy is ignorance. He says, remind you. Remind you. Now, you are very educated, correct? You are very educated. This is not grade one. This is university. You're educated.
Yes.
Now watch this. Church thinking brought two phrases in. You won't find them in the Bible, but you get the concept. One is logos and one is rhema. So in other words, the teaching that came through the church, this teaching came in about 700. In the year 700 to 770, it came in by a guy by the name of Pluto. Now, he came in and he said this, logos is the whole word and rhema is the revealed word. So that when you have a problem, you have to wait for God to drop the word in. You can't just go to the Bible, pick out a promise and go, I'll take that. Are we good? Are we good? So the teaching was this. You get the whole word, but it's not yours until he gives you permission. So the church has been living on this. So people are waiting. Oh, God spoke to me. Well, God didn't speak to me. Look, there are people that go, God gave me a promise for my healing. I stand on it, I get healed. So what people are thinking, well, God hasn't spoken to me, so I'm waiting for the word. Isn't that interesting? Now, just watch this. The woman with the issue of blood, she doesn't meet Jesus. Now, first of all, she's a woman, so she's never been to Bible college. They weren't educated. So she was in her room. She couldn't venture outside. She heard about Jesus, and she said in his heart, if I can touch him, I will be healed. She took a general word and made it specific. So the kingdom of God reminds you. So what happens is this, is the Holy Spirit is going to remind you of something that was already said. Past tense. So here's our issue, is that we got all these words. And God says, I want you to remember. Now, when Peter started to sink, God tells him off, man, why did you doubt? In other words, was this, God wasn't slapping him. He says, you forgot to keep your eyes on me. Remember, the disciples are in the boat. And Jesus starts to talk about leaven. And they go, oh, he's ticked off at us because we forgot to get bread. He goes, don't you remember what I did with the 5 loaves and the 2 fish? See, the concept is this. The job of the Holy Spirit, the kingdom atmosphere of the Holy Spirit is he is going to bring to your remembrance what God has said over your life. Now, watch this. Psalm 105. Now, I want you to get this. The kingdom of God is not like a tap that there's only one flow. The kingdom of God is not even like a river. The kingdom of God is like rain. Many drops. We're going to finish off on that. But listen to this. At last God freed all the Hebrews from their slavery and sent them away laden with silver and gold of Egypt. And not one was feeble on their way out. Now, I want you to picture this. 3 million people, right from babies to the very elderly, and no one went out of the kingdom of darkness broke. Now, so they came in as slaves, spirit of poverty. God takes them out, spirit of wealth. But notice what he doesn't say. He doesn't say that he picked a few wealthy people that will start businesses to provide jobs for the people that aren't wealthy. You're very quiet this morning. It says that everybody, from the youngest to the oldest, from the educated to the uneducated, walked out of the kingdom of darkness. And there was no sickness, there was no emotional, physical sickness. They went out from one kingdom into another kingdom, and it was dramatic. Hello, really? It was like, see, you know what we've been taught is very gradual. You'll finally get there. But this was so dramatic that we are broke. As we're leaving, they're throwing gold at us. They're throwing silver at us. And you know, this guy goes, man, I got a dud leg, but we were supposed to walk. We're getting out. All of a sudden, I can walk. I go, well, what happened to you? Well, I don't know. This guy Moses and his big stick, plagues, and he says, we're going out. And I'm waiting for somebody to push me, and then all of a sudden, I can walk. Now, that's how dramatic it was. There was none feeble. Now, understand, these slaves were beaten. Malnutrition. They were weak. Right at the end, they had to make bricks with no straw. And God says, in the exit process, I exited sickness, I exited poverty, I exited slavery, and now I'm free. Now, he did that to every single one. Now, watch this. This is Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Just stop there for a second. Do you know how powerful you are? You can bless God. Okay, we'll try this side. Did you know you can bless God? No, just that. I can camp right here, build a house, a sauna, steam room, lap pool. Now, what's this? What he's saying? God says, you can bless me. I give you the power to get blessed. Now, I want to show you. How do you bless God? Your first initial answer is words. Second one, the way you bless God, number one, by taking him seriously and taking what he has given you. It works like this, right? I invite you over to my place for dinner. I've spent the whole day cooking, right? We had slow roast lamb with spices and huge crispy brown potatoes, vegetables of all sorts. I've been steaming on this red dew sauce. It was a liter of wine being produced into just a little bit. Wow. And you come, and the table is set. I even got the silverware out, and we got this. I got the finest of stuff. And you come there, and you go, wow, Pastor Ted, wow. Smell that. Wow. Hey, let's do a selfie with it. I'm at Pastor Ted's. Wow. Hey. I know, Pastor Ted, why don't we make a song about you? Pastor Ted's cooking's really good. Yay. You go, wow. Hey, that's really good. Let's write a book. Let's write the recipe down. That's all good, but you know what would really tick me off is you went home. The way you say thank you to a cook is to eat it. And all the mum said, spent all their time cooking for kids. The way you bless in the kingdom, take him seriously and do it. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Stop right here. When you bless his holy name, you are speaking into the atmosphere your personal name. The name that God gave Jesus, he also gave to you. Excuse me? It's like this. When Sulve, she had a really simple name before she married me, Becca. That was her name. Then she says, we got married, and guess what? She got my family name. Instead of being Sulve Becca, she became Sulve Fabianic. And everything that name represented now was put on her. You okay? You're very quiet. This is a very loud message. I need you to be loud because we're going to demonstrate this. Now listen. Okay, verse 2. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his. Say it again. Say it again. I've got something in my ear. Say it again. Now, come on. No, say it again. Say it like you really believe it. Okay. Now, listen to it. He doesn't say benefit. He says benefits multiple. Now, let's just talk about benefits here for 1 second, right? Jesus says, right, in John 1:1-4, he says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was. Okay, now watch this. In the Bible is made up of 66 books, just in case you didn't know. In the King James, it has 31,173 verses. It has 807 words, And in those words, it contains over 8,500 promises. Would you like to hear that again? Thank you. Right? Now, what does it say? The Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, not words. And it says, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Now, so when Jesus came, He came as the Word. And in that Word was 66 books, 31,173 verses, over 800,000 words, 8,500 promises all came at once. They didn't stagger. There wasn't one Jesus go, hey, my name's Jesus, I'm the Savior, I've come. I got to do my part, but wait, if you're sick, wait, there's Jesus the healer, but He's coming later. Oh, you're broke. Hey, there's a Jesus that gives you prosperity, but He's coming later. Don't miss Him. So there wasn't a staggering process. God says, I've come in the volume of the book. So when God comes in with all of His benefits, He says, when you get Me, you get all the benefits of heaven. Now, let me give you another, because you're really smart. What we traditionally call the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who is in Thy kingdom, on as it is. Now, notice with me. It doesn't say, Our Father, who is in heaven, let some of the parts that are in heaven come on earth. He's saying, take the whole of heaven and bring it to the whole earth. So when it comes with God, what we do is we have dissected some verses and they said, these apply here, but not to you. These apply here, but not to you. We'll do that in the end. Now, listen to this. And don't forget any of His benefits. Who forgives all of your... Now, listen to this. Who forgives all, not some. Not some. He doesn't say, hey, you know what? Now that you're in the kingdom, you still got a lot of stuff in you. You're still not right. So in the process of your life, you will become right. The Bible says that He forgives all of your iniquities. And listen to this. Who heals all of your... Say it loud. Who heals all of yours. Why doesn't He say, who heals you gradually as you become mature and become more obedient and you become more churchy? I want you to notice, you don't earn benefits, you get benefits. See, there's a benefit of being a Fabianic. Jesse doesn't have to earn it. He just has to enjoy it. He gets to enjoy it. I don't know if that's right, but you see, getting a lot of this. When you understand benefits, you get a glimpse of grace. Grace is, I give you a benefit. So in other words, that when I come into the kingdom, I come in saved, healed, delivered, bang. And then when I get the revelation, stuff starts to fall out. So here comes Jesus, and He says He redeems all your life from destruction. What does that mean? That everything that the enemy has destroyed, He's going to redeem. The word there, redeem, is to buy back. So God says, I will buy it back. I'll buy back your health. I'll buy back your wealth. I'll buy it back. I'll buy it back. So He says, every destruction I'm going to fix. Who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. Look at verse 5 for a second. Who satisfies you with good things. Who satisfies you with one thing. things. What's a thing? A thing is a car. A thing is a vacation. A thing is having enough so that you can leave an inheritance to your children. What is a thing? Building a hospital. What is a thing? Building education centers. You're very quiet. This either must be really deep or you didn't sleep well last night. But you see, who satisfies your mouth with good things? Now, we're going to do this. Who satisfies your mouth? In other words, is this. What comes out of your mouth is what you create. So he goes, what I do. So here's the kingdom principle. He puts it in you and then you speak. And whatever you speak, you get. A lot of people are rejoicing that they're made in the image of God, but the only thing is being made in the image of God, whatever you speak comes true. Are you okay? See, we can rejoice, go, yeah, great, great God, I'm made in your image, yay! But every time I speak, I create. Every time I speak to Jesse and I go, you're going to be great, I'm creating something. Every time I go over to Sylve and I go, you're a woman of God, your prophetic gift is amazing, I'm creating, I'm creating, I'm creating, I'm creating, I'm creating, I'm creating. You good? Now, let me show you something between kingdom thinking and church thinking. In the kingdom, it says, let the sick say, I am. Let the poor say, I am. Now, I want you to notice this. In Scripture, you go, I am. Then God says, now tell you what you are also now in the new. So over here, I am sick. Over here, I am healed. We don't change it. Church culture, traditional culture, they didn't understand the Father, said, yes, I am poor. I step into the God's kingdom. Well, if I do enough principles, if I do enough giving, if I do enough serving, if I read a lot, if I pray a lot, then I'm going to get it. Over here, I say, I am poor. I get into the kingdom, I am rich. Same words. You know what we do? We disarm the power of God by changing it from I am to I will be. Okay? Getting me? See, over here, I say, I am depressed. I go into the kingdom, I am peace. Acts out of the kingdom, I go, I am not educated. In the kingdom, I am educated. Hello? Because the I am creates. This is what we do. This, the way we disarm the power of God is from our mouth is that I go, I am not well. Then you go into the kingdom, I'm gradually. Gradually, one day I might get better, but that's okay. If not, when I get to heaven, then I will be rich. Okay? See, the kingdom mentality changes things. It goes, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. What does that mean? That the power of God in you to create for the benefit of yourself and for others doesn't grow weary by age. You don't have to be afraid of growing old. Hello? I'm turning 58. I know I look like 45. Seriously, I was witnessing to a lady the other day, and we were just talking, and it says, oh man, I got grandkids. She goes, you get out of here. And I go, you're too young. And he goes, where do you get your energy from? Easy. I'm renewed. Come on, I look good. Come on. I've got a 15 pack here. I'm working on the 16. But you see what happens is that outside of the kingdom, outside of God's kingdom, it's the weariness. It's I'm weary in mind. I'm weary in body. Man, there is pollution. There's stuff in our food. There's this and there's that. And, you know, you buy something, you know, like you buy a jar of peanut butter and it's got 4,500 words telling you what's in it. And I go, I'm just hoping it was peanuts. So what the Word of God says is that I will renew you. That in other words is when everybody else is slowing down, you are speeding up. I was just reading an article where a guy of 105 just got married to an 84-year-old. And you know, I mean, you start to think, what are they going to do? Hey, why don't we just stare at each other and fall asleep? Well, you good? You got to take it seriously. This, it's not a metaphor. Do you realize in the culture of the kingdom, the word retirement doesn't exist? What does that mean? Effectiveness. You might not be working, but you're still effective. See, it's not about earning power, it's about effective power. So you know what that, look, you take that out of the kingdom. In the kingdom, we honor people of age. Outside of the kingdom, we stick them in retiring homes and forget about them. Now, but the hope of God, of God's kingdom, kept spreading and multiplying everywhere. The kingdom of God, progressive, unmerited pattern of growth, miraculous growth. Now, I want the worship team to come up. I want to just show you something. Now, I haven't got, while we were driving, God just spoke to me in the car. So I was praising God. Jesse was driving me, so I didn't lose any more points. Never realized how expensive those points were. In Deuteronomy 32, it says this: let my teaching fall like rain. Let my teaching fall like rain. What was this? Now watch this. When it rains, there's not one big drop. Aren't you glad, right? Can you imagine, right, if in your area there are 10 centimeters of rainfall, right? That could be over a day. Can you imagine scooping all of that up and then dropping it on you? So this is what the Word of God says. My teaching is like rain. Now, because you're really educated, correct? Come on, are you really educated? The first 5 books of the Bible were written in Hebrew. And there are no vowels between them. So it was solid. Now, God's Word is, number one, pictorial. Every letter is a symbol. So when you have a look at the word faith, it's like a J with a nail through it. In other words, what it means is you take the truth and you nail it and it stands forever. So now, when God says, I am raining, He says, I'm taking every word that I have ever said and I am raining. Now watch this, take another step. The Bible says the rain falls on the just and the... All right, now, work with me. What's the difference between the just and the unjust? So you get, God says, I've come in the volume of the book, 66 books, 800,000 words, and they are now raining here this morning. Right now, there are 37,000 scriptures raining on you. Right now, there are over 800,000 words raining. Right now, like now, there are 8,500 individual promises raining on you. let me just say something here to make it clean. When Jesus opened and died, he opened heaven. I can prove that. What if the heaven doors are shut? Why are we? How do we take something from heaven to earth if the door is shut? You with me? Are you with me? I love what was said here. He said, the heaven is open. In other words, like this, when heaven is open, that means it is an open door, is a word, a promise that access is now granted to all of heaven. So what happens here is that God says, I have come and I am raining on you. I'm not just raining a promise of salvation. I'm not just raining baptism in the Holy Spirit. I'm not just raining a good job. I'm not just raining for you to have children. I want you to have the whole lot. Now, you good with me? Now, this is going to take quite a while. Now, understand something. Rain is always now. The Bible says, as we talked about, I think, 3 weeks ago, now faith is. See, in the kingdom is present reality. Now. Everybody say now. Now. So this means that the word that was spoken is now. It doesn't have to have a special meeting. You don't need a special prophetic word. What you need is, Holy Ghost, show me the rain. Now, you good with me? This is where it's going to get interesting. So how do you get wet? Yeah, Mr. Fabianic, if it's raining, why am I so dry? How many times have I heard this? Oh, Pastor, I'm so spiritually dry. Oh, I think it's the worship people fault. Because I came in dry, and I went out dry. Yeah. Well, my finances are so dry. You know what? I open up my wallet and there were moths. And I go, oh, man, you know, if it's so bad, why when I come home, all the kids go to their bedroom and the wife goes onto the Instagram. So why am I dry? Now watch this. What's prophecy? Prophecy is agreeing with what you heard and then speaking it. The Bible says, if two or three will come into agreement. You know what I do? If I can't find Jermaine, because I know she's a woman of faith, I've got a problem. Man, I can't get a hold of her before we can agree. You know the other thing that I have? I've got the word. So the way you get wet is you come into agreement. And then when you come into agreement, you speak it. Let the poor. Come on. Let the poor. Come on, let the poor. So in other words is as long as it's the promises in you without you prophesying it properly. Not like this. Let the poor say, one day I might get a 2-bedroom unit that's bigger than 3 square meters. God says, one day I'm going to have a triple-story house, 6-car garage, and I'm going to have 7 cars, one for each day. See, what we do is this, watch this. This is where the power of confession comes in. You good with me? We go, I am the righteousness of God. I am saved. See, I'm coming into agreement. I am healthy. Look, I mentioned this before, right? It's worthwhile mentioning. There was a lady in Singapore. She belongs to a church like ours, and she gets diagnosed breast cancer. And she's got all the stuff. She reads in John, 1 John 4, verse 8, and he says, as he is, so are we. You good? She asked this question. Does Jesus have breast cancer? Good, good, question. Come on. She goes, I don't think so. She goes, well, if Jesus doesn't have it, then I don't have it. So she starts confessing. Over here, I have cancer. Over here, I am healed. So you know what you do? You start coming in agreement. Why don't we, you know what we're going to do, Spen? In a moment, we're going to sing the song Prophesy. Then we're going to have a break, and this is then what we're going to do. You are going to start to prophesy and come into agreement with everything that you need. So this is what you're going to do. I'm going to teach you what you need to do every single day. You go there, and while we're worshiping, you start to prophesy. I am a good marriage. I am a good husband. I am a good wife. I am financially secure. I am a great job. I am a vacation. I am, I am, I am. You start to come into agreement. I am saved. I am sanctified. I am righteous. I am accepted. I am loved. See, so what you do is what you have a problem. I am. I am. I am. Okay, watch this. You are made up of 66 books, 31,173 verses. You are made up of 800,000 words. You are also made up of 8,500 promises. I'll get excited all by myself. So you know what? You're not lying. You're just saying, this is who I am. This is who I am. So what we're going to do in a moment is we are going to start to prophesy. We're going to start to prophesy. I'm going to start to prophesy. You know what? I'm going to be prophesying about our church. I'm going to be prophesying over your life. What do you think? When I pray over you, I prophesy over you. I'm prophesying houses over this church. I am prophesying jobs. I am prophesying cars. I am prophesying vacations. I am prophesying children coming back. I am promising peace. I am promising life, prosperity. Come on. See, what we do, it's so easy. Listen to me carefully. We can be so mundane and go, let's just pray the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. I've just done it. No, you didn't do it. Listen to me, watch this. 30 seconds, you guys ready? When your prayer is answered, that is the sign that heaven has come to earth. So, the way I bring heaven to earth is I have a problem. A problem is saying, excuse me, Ted, I'm your problem. I've got an assignment. My assignment is for you to bring the kingdom of heaven and get rid of me. Really? I thought that you didn't like me. No. You forget. I'm a blessing in disguise. I am your problem so that heaven can come down. Without me, this problem, you wouldn't know that there's that in heaven. You're joking. You mean to tell me that this is an opportunity to bring heaven on earth? Yeah. I am designed to help Joseph. They put him in prison. Everybody goes, gee, what did he do wrong? No. Prison was an invitation to take him from the bottom to the top. He says, what you meant for evil, God turned for good. I want you to stand. Now, we're going to sing this song once, and then we're going to spend a couple of minutes, and we're going to be prophesying into our lives. I want you to prophesy over your health. I want you to just prophesy over your mind. I want you to prophesy over everything that lives, breathes. Prophesy over your seat. I prophesy over my car. I prophesied over my cat, and it lived 18 years. And I realized, oh, I don't know. Ready?